it's just great to see this horse back, because I know before things went wrong in his three-year-old career, the sky looked to be the limit.
Yeah, he was, you know, it was great. We were all on song to go to the ledger, you know. And then he picked up a little injury in his hind leg here. It wasn't a serious one, but it was bad enough. So we had to stop, you know. And then we had to give him the time in the spring. And this was our aim, really, to come here, really.
Patience is a dirty word for trainers, isn't it, really? But, you know, the owners have let you get on with it. Were you pleased with what happened at Goodwood? Because you had to obviously find somewhere to start.
Well, no, it just all went wrong at Goodwood, you know. It's completely wrong from the start. You know, he jumped out, went a bit too free and ran down the hill and was racing with the car that was upsides of him, and that was that.
But at least he'd had a run.
Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't perfect.
And here, though, I mean, to win £1 million Ebor would be fantastic. But you must think you've got a realistic chance, don't you?
Oh, yeah, he's high-class horse, you know. What do you do with a class horse in a handicap? Must have a big chance.
Massive field. How's your relationship with Lady Luck? Because I would suggest that whoever wins this big prize is going to need a little bit along the way, aren't you?
The best horse will win, you know. They usually do.
What would it mean for you, though, to win the first £1 million Ebor for you, for the owner, for Dave and for everybody else?
It's a blooming sight nearer than Australia, so it'd be a lot easier to come here.
You've got a twinkle in your eye. You really do think you've got a real chance, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's a good horse, you know. We've mapped him out for this race, so what more can you do, really?